We're doing Chazonish, Emunah, Bitachon. We're up to page Lamed Hey. We have some new faces here. We'll quickly reintroduce. The Chazonish wrote this work explaining what is Emunah, what is Bitachon. Emunah is the understanding that Hashem runs the world. And he explained how a person can connect to this understanding when a person takes note of the tremendous order in the world, the way the human body is made, the way the cells, the solar system, the animals, all the different aspects of nature should arouse within a person a recognition that there's a hand guiding nature. Emunah, bitachon, when a person is facing challenging moments and his natural inclination is to feel like it's fight or flight, but God has nothing to do with it. And that's when he has to remind himself, no, God is running the show. Even now, when it feels so imminent that what I do is going to decide the outcome, even at that moment, you have to remember God is still running the show. Even when things are very challenging, we have to do our own. No one's saying you should sit back and say, God, take care of it. I'm okay. You're running the show, God. Right, but we were given tools to deal, and we have to deal. Then the Chazon Ish went on to discuss the idea that this is an applied science. This isn't just theoretical. You can't just say, oh yeah, I believe God's running the show, but in my own life, I can run my life the way I'd like. If I really connect to the idea, then I have to lead an ethical life that's in line with the values of the Torah. The Chazon Ish went on to discuss that if you want to live a life that's in line with the value of the Torah's, with the Torah's values, you have to learn halacha. It's not enough to learn theoretical concepts. The practical application is halacha. Then the Chazon Ish discussed the greatness of someone who learns halacha, that even in Shas and Talmud, people were valued and appreciated for their knowledge of halacha, the applied science of Torah. And now he's come back full circle to say that the only way a person can be valued for their knowledge of halacha, their knowledge of the practical applications of Torah, is if you can balance that with the awe of heaven. It's not enough to only know halacha. There also has to be the synthesis of the appreciation of God's eye watching us. That has to be synthesized into the application of halacha. The two have to work together in conjunction. And we're on page Lamed Hey. Yes, Tobias. Page Lamed Hey. The second to last paragraph. He said that a person is only considered a chacham in Torah. He is only considered wise in Torah when he has the two together. And a person can only develop the sensitivity to appreciate and understand Torah if he has an awe of heaven. Yirat Shamayim. Val ze ne'emar reshit chokhmah yirat Hashem. About this concept, King Solomon said, the beginning of wisdom is an awe of heaven. Sha'ira hi omek halev lavchin bimtikut ziva chokhmah ve'ni'imut ha'tvunah uvechol iyun shesugiyat ha'alacha mishtatevet ha'ira litmazeg im ha'dat ve'ha'tvunah leshafshefa ulitzachtzecha. He says, the awe of heaven is deep in the heart. And when a person wants to perceive the sweet glow of the wisdom, the pleasant understanding, the depths of the sugiyot, the different topics that are discussed in halacha, there has to be that awe of heaven that flows with that knowledge, that understanding. The awe of heaven is what perfects it. The awe of heaven is what smooths it out. Lehabit nechocha, to be able to look clearly. Lehov meisharim, to love honesty. A person can learn Torah and use it to distort life. A person can learn Torah and then apply it to be belligerent. Apply the Torah to hurt others. You need that balance of being a God-fearing person so that a person will love honesty. Ve'orot zgulot, a person will have an appreciation for heaven's illumination. Ve'latesh ma'akashim v'imrei nelos, it helps a person remove the stumbling blocks. It helps a person to avoid dishonesty. If we want to understand Torah, we have to strive to be honest, to be truthful, truthful with ourselves, truthful with the text, truthful with God and God's Torah. It's so easy to try and take concepts that we learn and misconstrue them. And when a person isn't honest, then he's going to have a very hard time being faithful to the Torah in an honest intellectual way. Because understanding Torah and applying Torah involves a sensitivity that's developed over time when a person is willing to develop himself and develop his soul. It's not only intellectual. Torah is a language of the soul. V'amru Yevamot, the Talmud says in Tractate Yevamos, Ha'omer en li ela Torah. Let's quote that from the text inside. We're opening to Tractate Yevamos 109b. Yevamot Kuftet Amud Bet. The Talmud tells us as follows. If a person says, all I want is the intellectual appreciation of Torah. I want to learn Torah without a yarmulke. I want to learn Torah without keeping Shabbos. But I just want to understand it. You know, I hear it's a pretty smart piece of information. Let me analyze it. Says the Gemara, Afilu Torah enlo. He doesn't get the Torah. Why? Because the Torah says, Ulmatem vasitem. You learn and perform. If you're involved in performing, then you're involved in learning. Back to the Chazon Ish. If a person says, I'm not interested in anything but learning Torah. Af Torah en lo, he doesn't have Torah either. Shnema ul matem asitem, as the Torah says, you will learn and perform. Kol sheyeshno ba'asiya, yeshno b'lemida. Whoever will be involved in performing, he's the learning Torah is applicable to him. Kol sheyeshno ba'asiya, yeshno b'lemida. If applying Torah is irrelevant to him, then learning Torah is also irrelevant to him. Now, this is a very dangerous line to be reading in Machon Meir. Because as most of you, if not all of you know, I'm a very big fan of taking things slowly. When a guy walks into Machon Meir, I say, don't be too quick to take on all the stringencies. Don't even be too quick to take on all the mitzvot. You can't do everything overnight. So a person shouldn't misapply this. It's impossible for a person to walk into Machon Meir and in one day turn everything around. And one day he's going to eat kosher, keep Shabbos. It doesn't work. We have 613 mitzvot. It takes time to grow in the observance of 613 mitzvot. And as we discussed, this is about consistency. It's not just the idea of I'll spend my month in Machon Meir and then I'll go on with life and leave that experience behind me. Our goal is that you grow gradually and consistently and keep growing. So that's why when the Chazon Ish says this, the Chazon Ish's message can be applied. If I'm going to learn Torah and not perform anything, so then I'm not going to be able to tap into the real wisdom of the Torah. But if I'm a work in progress and I'm performing more and more and slowly but surely I'm growing, I don't think the Chazon Ish would have any issue with that. On the contrary, I don't think the Chazon Ish would want you to do anything different. There's no other way to grow. You want to grow in a true way, it has to be slow and steady. Uv'yored de'a, and in the Codex, and the Shulchan Aruch, in Yored de'a, Siman Reish Mem Gimel, it says as follows. Talmid Chacham Amzazel b'mitzvot ve'en bo yirat shamayim. If you have someone who's a tremendous sage in Torah, he knows a tremendous amount, but he scorns the mitzvos. You hear there could be someone like that. He could be the professor of Talmud in Cambridge. I don't know if they have such a thing. He could be the greatest. He can be the greatest sage, so to speak. He has a tremendous breadth of knowledge in Talmud, but he mocks the mitzvot and he has no fear of heaven. Harehu kekal shebatzibur. The Shulchan Aruch says he's viewed as like one of the lightest of the congregation. The Talmid Chachaman is Kalkan who al tzura chitzonit. When he says the word Talmid Chacham, he means externally so. Sheshana harbe. He can quote you many lines of Talmud by heart. Veshimesh harbe. He spent much time in different academies learning. Aval ein safek shen Torato mechuveret. But the Chazon Ish says, have no doubt. His Torah is warped. Ven maskanotav emet. And his conclusions are not true. Because if he doesn't have that fundamental component, if he hasn't acquired that Yirat Shamayim, he will not be able to discern the truth in the Torah. He might be able to quote you many lines, many passages, but the truth is not there for him. Vamru, and our sages said in Tractate Shabbos, that when a person gets to the world to come, he will undergo an interview. And they'll ask him, Nasata v'natata be'emunah? Were you honest in your business dealings? Pilpalta b'chokhma evanta davar mitoch davar? Were you really sharp in figuring things out in Talmud? Were you able to discern one thing from another? And even so, the Talmud says, Afilu hachi yirat Hashem miyotzaro in ilolo. There's a prime elementary question that they ask him, that really can veto everything else. They ask him, do you have that most precious treasure? Do you have a fear of heaven? An awe of heaven? It's not simple to acquire, but it's elementary. You can't grow in the other areas in a true way without it. Vamru Sham in the Talmud says there in Shabbos, Kol adam sheyesh bo Torah v'en bo yirat shamayim, if any person that has Torah without the fear of heaven, it's like a treasurer that was given the keys to the most internal safe, but he doesn't have the keys to the outer doors. He can't approach the safe. So he has the Torah, that's great, but the approach to Torah is the fear of heaven. If I don't have respect for heaven, I will not be able to understand Torah. So I could learn everything, but I'm not getting it. ושם אמר לו אמינא לך ענה דגבר דחילך טעינו ואתה אמרת לי ברור ינו. There was a discussion. They were trying to size up a visiting rabbi. So one said, he's a man who fears sin. And the other one says, he knows Torah like us. So he said to him, what are you talking to me about Torah? I just told you he's God fearing. Because that's elementary. Without that, all the Torah knowledge doesn't count. ושם אין לו לקדוש ברוך הוא אלא יראת שמיים בלבד. The Talmud says, God says, what I have in this world is the fear of heaven. And יראת השם היא חוכמה. The great wisdom is fear of heaven. And that's the idea. כל בידי שמיים חוץ מיראת שמיים. The one area where we have tremendous free will is whether we will respect heaven or not. We have tremendous free will. We choose. And if you think about it, we make this choice many times a day. It's not 1 second. It's not only when we stand Shmona Esrei, when we decide whether we'll have Kavanah. It's not only when we bench. It's also when we have business dealings. It's also when we think about whether we should say over that juicy piece of Lashon Hara. You know what so-and-so did the other day? You know, there are many times in our day when we make this decision, whether we have respect for heaven or not. Vamru, and our sages say in Tanis, Im Tamit Chacham Hagunu Katal. It says about Torah, Ya'arof Kamatar Likhi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, my teaching should come down like an axe on one's neck. Tizal Katal Imrati. My teaching should drip like dew. So the Talmud asks, what do you mean come down like an axe on someone's neck? Which one is it? What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So the Talmud says he's telling you there are two types of teachers. There's a teacher who is honest and he sticks to Torah the way he should. So then he's katal. Then he flows like the dew. But if you look at him and he's not living up to the ideals that he espouses, he says one thing but his life is something else. So then Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us, Ofeu kamatal. Come down on him. It doesn't mean like an axe on one's neck, but it means that you stay away from him like a torrent that keeps people away. That's the word oref means either an axe coming down on someone's neck or a torrent of rain coming down on someone's neck. Visham in the Talmud says there in Tanis, Kol ha'osek b'Torah shelo lishma naaseh lo sama mavet. If someone's dealing in Torah, and he's not doing it for the right reasons, he's doing it so he could keep telling people, ah, you're wrong in that, you're wrong in that. The Talmud says it becomes like a potent potion of death. Ah, Torah's life? Yeah, if you have the right intent. If one is learning Torah with improper intent, and his intent is to use it to hurt others, then the Torah will hurt him. Visham, and over there the Talmud says, Im tamid chacham hagunu mimena tochel v'oto lo tichotim, labato tashchit v'charata. If you have a teacher who's honest and lives up to the principles that he's teaching, learn from him. Eat his fruits. And if not, don't touch his fruits. This is the idea the Talmud says on the verse, Ki adam etz ha-sadeh. It says, man is like a tree in the field. So, in one place it says, don't cut down the tree, eat its fruits. And in another place it says, cut down the tree, don't eat its fruits. So our sages say, yeah, two types of teachers. There's a teacher whose fruits you should eat. If you see he's honest, he's living up to his teachings, eat his fruits. And if not, don't eat his fruits. So what we learned today, the Chazon Ish said, the fear of heaven is elementary. Learning Torah without respect for heaven, without the fear of heaven, well then a person will never be able to get it accurate, he'll never get it right. Then the Chazon Ish proved from tractate Yevamos that a person can say, I want to study Torah in an academic way. I'm not going to perform, but I'll study. And then the Talmud says he's not going to get it. He's not going to get the Torah either. The Chazon Ish then quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch said, if you have a Talmid Chacham, he knows a ton of Torah, but he doesn't have respect for heaven. He's not interested. He takes the mitzvot lightly. He scorns the mitzvot. Then the Shulchan Aruch says he's treated as the lightest of the congregation. The Chazon Ish commented and said, the word Talmid Chacham in this context isn't real. It means one who knows a lot, one who can impress you externally is a Talmid Chacham. Then he showed how when a person's going to come to heaven, they will interview him, ask him many questions, and at the end they're going to ask him, were you a God-fearing person? Because that has veto power over everything else. And he concluded by saying from the Gemara in Tanis that this is relevant to a teacher as well. When a person is sizing up a teacher, then a person should also know that only if he sees in the teacher the awe of heaven, that teacher lives up to the ideals he's teaching, only then should he learn from him. And if not, go find yourself another teacher.